This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. Walt Pavlow recently spoke to a crowd of students, executives, and alumni as part of the Dale P. Jones Business Ethics Forum. As a senior manager at MCI and with a meritorious employment history, Walt Pavlow was responsible for the billing and collection of nearly $1 billion in monthly revenue for MCI's carrier finance division.
The results of the crime is we did this with seven customers over 6 months. I hit over $35 million in invoices, and we put $6 million in the banks in Grand Cayman. As much as that might sound like some John Grisham novel, part of those books that's missing is what it does to your conscience and how what a burden it was to me to know that how far I'd crossed the line and how do you get back. Once I crossed that line, I underestimated what I would feel like. And once I did do it, I knew that I couldn't go back. I knew that the consequences of going back or turning myself in were too great. So I tried to live with myself. Within 8 months of doing this, it was over. I couldn't do it anymore. Physically shaking, mentally exhausted. Alcohol and drugs had become a problem so much that I wasn't functioning properly as a father of two and a husband. And I was catching myself. I couldn't sleep at night. It was a heavy burden on me, and I didn't know any way out.
6 months and $6 million later, Pavlow was arrested. He pled guilty to wire fraud and money laundering and spent 2 years in federal prison. Pavlow's story highlights the corrupt dealings involving the manipulation of financial records within a large corporation. His case appeared as a cover story in an issue of Forbes magazine just weeks before WorldCom divulged that it had over $7 billion in accounting irregularities.
You know, did Kinlay have good values? I think he did. Did Kinlay commit a major crime? The court said that he did. Same with Bernie Ebers, same with many other people. Good people sometimes do very, very terrible things. Someone's asked me before, and I'll say in closing, is that, you know, can you be taught ethics? It's always one of these things. Well, can you really teach somebody ethics? You know, what's the point? You know, how do you integrate it in everything that they need to know once they hit the workplace? You know what I tell you? Yes, they have. You have learned everything. But the thing that you learn here in college, particularly the programs like this at Baylor, is that you're going to be tested on them. You know, the test now comes in, it's an A, B, or a C, but the real test comes later.
Pavlow has been invited to share his cautionary tale by the FBI, the U.S. Attorney's Office, Fortune 500 corporations, leading accounting and law firms, major university MBA programs, and professional societies. Released last month, Pavlow's book, Stolen Without a Gun, co-authored by Forbes senior editor Neil Weinberg, gives an account of armed thugs, duffel bags of cash, and cooked books that chronicle his descent into corporate corruption and white-collar crime. This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or baylor.edu/business/radio. Or subscribe to our free podcast at the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.